So to bolster the mayor's argument, he develops this graphic for you. This is actually a little example of descriptive statistics. And what he's showing you here on the graph is a decrease in crime rate from 1980, when he got elected, to 1990, which is the end of his first term. And I'm not sure exactly what the y-axis refers to, but it looks like there's a drop in however crime rate is measured, from, say, 12 points to maybe 8 points. Now, in a city that has several hundred thousand residents, a drop in crime of that magnitude, 4 or 5 percentage points, amounts to a lot of crimes, and is a credible reduction. The question is, did the mayor's election and the implementation of the mayor's policies lead to this reduction in crime, or is there some other explanation? Well, we could look at it from a voter's point of view. You could say, well, this mayor never tells the truth anyway, so I'll simply reject that out of hand. Or as a behavioral scientist and a student of statistics, we can ask some questions about the data and see if we might get information that'll help us better to evaluate this particular claim.